Amy.
Amy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll wait a few minutes, see if somebody else comes.
Okay.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Aloha. Aloha, Gedula Mincha, Tatir, Terura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Taharenu, Nora, Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin, Barchem Taharem, Rakame Sitkatcha, Tamid Gamlem, Petet Resh, Tzaditav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adatach, Het Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Ge'e, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kedushatach, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, which has gone forward, starts to go forward today. But one should still be cautious, because it won't reach the point where it started to go in retrograde for another week or 10 days. And the Yud that created the constellation Betula, the astrological sign of Virgo. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyutav. Now that we've brought the energy of creation into our space, we will Utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to remove the negative aspect of that creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea won vafesha vechata'a v'nake. Now we're going to read the 8 verses that we read daily to connect us to the energies of the various years. We'll start with 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 34. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bid Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Liachta L'shem Yud He Bavav He Beyichda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konanehu Rak HaKohanim Hayu Limat Velo Yachlu Lehashit Et Kol HaOlot Vayechaskum Achechem HaLevim Ad Kilot Hamlacha Yad Yitkadshu HaKohanim Ki HaLevim Yishrei Levav Lehitkadesh Me HaKohanim. That verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka A Re Ka Ha. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bidchu Ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adei Ad Ki Biya Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olamim. Job chapter 7 verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 23. Uru udu Mikol hamachavo yiyam Asher yitchabei sham ushavtem Eilai el nachom Wehalachti itchem Wechayayim yeshno Varetz vechipasti Oto bekol alfei Yehuda. Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. Wesamti makom leamil Yisrael untati v'shatan takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Vene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. We'll scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, and now we're going to read a verse from the Tikkuni Zohar. V'haki tarich li'avara le'yamiskmala dekudsha berichu tehi givura demitaman mitzafon tipachat tahara'a v'taman yete l'midvachovin Meilen d'itmar b'chon banim Ata l'adonai Elohei wahei Eloheichem. And now the Tikkuni Zohar handout. We're going to be reading section, or class 9, which is section 11a. You can find that on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, the second column from the left. When you open that up, search for Class 9, Section 11A. The mystery of Havdalah is the recognition of the gradient of light that is added on Shabbat and taken away thereafter, reminding us of the separation that occurs in the Garden of Eden following the unmasking of form from its spiritual sheath. By extension, the covenant of circumcision is the removal of the veil that shields the light, making the membrane once again permeable. For consciousness, this is the thought that covers or obscures the true light of wisdom. It is the line of demarcation between the rising of the Shekhinah and its suppression. This is why the holidays, including Shabbat, shine with a special light. The evil inclination represents the thought that takes you away from the contemplation of holiness. Conversely, the prayers are what bind you to holiness. It is the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh that is at the center of holiness, and this is what destroys or slaughters the evil inclination. It is during the recital of the Shema that the spear of unity slices through the chaos of the evil inclination and resolves the shattered pieces into the unity that is called true. Cling to tefillin, Shema, and ammunition have to do with the parsing of thought that takes place when we eliminate the negative attractions that the world accrues to us in our unconscious state. When we make a conscious effort to ameliorate these thoughts, we do indeed break through that attraction, in effect replacing the subconscious impulse with our conscious intention, symbolized by the Shema. And this is the technique that we can utilize to remove hatred for no reason. When we make a conscious effort to ameliorate the thoughts, we do indeed break through the attraction, in effect replacing the conscious thought of helping someone rather than the subconscious impulse of better them than me. The spear of the Vav of the middle pillar mimics the actions of thought that centers itself on the deepest relationships that are established within prayer. Most notably, it is our recognition of this relationship that is active in awakening our intention to remember the underlying mystery of thought. It is one thing to understand the relationships with Tefillin and its adherence to the covenant. It is another thing to become aware of the practical aspects of these relationships in our daily affairs. Now here is a deep mystery. The covenant, the earth, the foreskin, the soil, the blood, and the altar, and the saving from the angel of death are connected. Let me repeat that list. Here is a deep mystery. The covenant, the earth, the foreskin, the soil, the blood, and the altar, and the saving from the angel of death are all connected. Each of those items listed is related to some aspect of the Brit Mila ceremony, ritual. Continuing to read. Here we are making a connection, the covenant, and then a dissolution, the circumcision. The veils are parted, and the earth, or the result of intention, is given life, or spirit, the blood. This prevents the angel of death from ever coming near. The altar is the attention we give to our higher thoughts, constantly weaving them ever higher and deeper into the fabric of our souls. In the covenant of circumcision, what is taken away is the ability for the dominance of the evil inclination. Once taken away, any time it accrues, it may be death, by shedding its skin as a snake sheds its own skin, leaving the shell behind. Creation proceeds much in the same manner, discarding its failed experiments for those that promote rather than destroy creation's purpose. The evil inclination exists in this world because of the thoughts that have been left over from the chaos of its creation. These thoughts include those errant thoughts of the father that would unduly influence the child if not for the ritual of circumcision that acts to wipe clean the slate of birth to promote the natural state of innocence. The snake that which is trod underfoot is the remnant of those thoughts and must be in effect ritually slaughtered time and again. The klipot are those thoughts that fail to unite with their maker and exist in short cycles of embodiment, only to lose their form due to their lack of coherence to any unifying principle. This is the first husk, or tohu. The second husk, or the void, wherein there is the breaking apart of the tenuous attractions that caused the instability in the first place. The third husk, or the darkness, refers to that state of being where the nothing becomes compacted and suddenly becomes something, for example, the light. 3 years shall it be as forbidden unto you, it shall not be eaten. And as to the fruit, it is. But in the fourth year all the fruit thereof shall be holy, for giving praise unto the Lord. And of them, from the aspect of the foreskin, 4 entered paradise. 3 who ate those husks and died. 4 lived who ate the fruit and discarded the husk, like Rabbi Meir, who ate the inside of a pomegranate and discarded the shell. That is the end of the section 11A. Are there any questions?
Hanoch, I have a question.
Go ahead.
when you say about the pomegranate and eating the seeds and discarding the shell, what I'm just wondering what that represents. Because we wouldn't normally eat the shell, we would just eat the seeds inside.
You eat a grape, you eat the shell.
Right, but a pomegranate we don't, or is or should we?
There's two shells on the pomegranate. There's the red outside, which is harsh judgment, klipa, and the white stuff where the seeds are resting within, nestling within, that is the softer judgment, the sweetened judgment. We don't eat that either.
Right.
You were just looking at the outer shell, the red. But you're forgetting there's other klipot within.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Not a problem. Any other questions? Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Next will be a regular Zohar class.
Thank you.
Shalom to all.
Good evening.